I'm sure he's loving the responsibility of coaching Lebanon, the World Cup. What a wonderful rugby league event it is. Brad Fittler, good morning.
Good morning.
Good on you, Freddie. Thanks for your time, mate. Christchurch?
Yeah, it's been lovely, actually. Ever since I've been here, the sun's been out, and I believe it's going to be sunny all week, they say. But it's been very interesting, you know, just being over here, given it's only been sort of 5 years.
Yeah.
Since a major earthquake, and, you know, I think all the players are, you know, just getting to understand some of the dramas that have been over and how they're rebuilding, so... They're getting something out of it.
Yeah. Well, they had containers, shop fronts down the main street. I decimated the place. So,
A lot of shops are actually in containers. There's bars that are in containers. And
amazing.
They've got very creative. So,
yeah.
They're doing a really good job.
Brad, you appear to be loving this gig as a Lebanon coach. Has it worked out, the camaraderie, the team spirit, the ethos? Has it sort of worked out better than you maybe even thought?
Well, I was asked that before, and I suppose the best way I could put it was the team are full of lunatics, so they know we had a lunatic coach, and it sort of all blended pretty well. So I think any sort of coach who got his job would realise they love the game.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you can get a heap of blokes, they love the game, and then, you know, put their team first. It's not really that hard a job.
Yeah.
I suppose competing and, like, some of the challenges of having blokes who are sort of have full-time jobs and cafes and all different things going on in their life. Bringing that together has been a little bit tricky, but I've got to say, across the board, they've all put the team first.
Yeah, which is tremendous. And you've got those experienced heads to help lead those inexperienced guys. And do you think it makes the pro, our full-time, highly looked-after professionals appreciate their role a little bit more and instead of just living in that sort of bubble, thinking, well, everyone lives this life?
I think the bubble's accurate. I think there's no doubt the players that don't really see the lives of Mitchell Moses and Robbie Farron, I think a lot of the privacy that's taken away from their lives. I don't think sport is as free and easy as it used to be. I think, I think their wages are obviously well documented and they get to play a sport and something they obviously really love for their life. But I think the job of an athlete is what it was in the 90s when Slats and I were playing. When it was a lot, fun, played a huge part. And, bonding and all that sort of thing was done a certain way. So, I'm not sure if being a first grade footballer anymore is what it was in the 90s. It's actually a pretty tough job.
Yeah, it was not a bad era we played, Freddie. It's funny, if you ever get a chance to have a mineral water or a high-end champagne with these guys now, and you tell them a few of the old yarns, they can't relate to it. They just go, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
And we still didn't...
They can't relate to the freedom. The biggest one, I reckon, they can't relate to is the freedom. Like, the fact phones were non-existent at one stage, and then phones actually didn't have cameras on them, so I think to live in that era was a blessing.
And you'd have a drink with the journos, like it was. Freddie, does it allow you to be a little unorthodox as a coach when you've got these raw footy players who love the game?
Totally, and that's been one of the big advantages, I suppose, in the way I sort of like coaching these days. The fact is you've got some professional players who are mostly already, fixed on what they would like to do and how they do it and what's worked for them. And then you've got other blokes who are just sort of coming here with an open mind and, just basically want to get some real good experience and play at a different level of footy. So that's been a huge advantage. There's no doubt about that.
Mate, Tonga.
Jeez.
I mean, you had the challenge of the Kangaroos and now you got the challenge of Tonga, and they've been, it's really good for, I think the Rugby League World Cup's been a big success already for international game, Brad, and you guys have been a part of it, but Tonga's been a massive part of it. We'd actually like them to be successful.
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I think if you can hear me, the decisions of the two fellas, I think, has made a huge impact on the World Cup.
Yep.
So I think, that alone made a real statement. I thought some of the scores early, I thought some nations have gone backwards. Scotland and a few of those teams really didn't put up much of a fight. I mean, they might have in their last game.
Yep.
I thought Ireland played some really good footy. And obviously, I think Lebanon have sort of mostly competed as hard as they can. So there's been some nations. You'll find this round will be quite exciting. Scores will be a lot closer.
Mm. And, mate, I saw you prior to it starting up there in Brisbane, and you were walking around the foyer of the Sofitel singing the national anthem. Has it continued? Word perfect now?
Yes. I do the translated version.
Good on you, mate.
But, that's been high on the priority. A lot of the players. So with this team, and I think someone made mention earlier about, you know, how many of them actually are Lebanese, but I've got to say about 80 to 90% have both Lebanese parents.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not sure how much longer that will last, given all the players, pretty much all the players were born in Australia.
Mm.
But they're really passionate about, you know, their culture, and that's one thing that the Lebanese do really well. Their culture is fantastic. So I just made sure that not only, you know, they do the eating thing really well, actually very well, and the dancing thing very well. I just wanted to make sure that they, yeah, that we didn't just scratch the surface, we went a little bit deeper.
Yeah, fantastic. And, mate, any update on the New South Wales gig? Have you heard from any officials?
No, I haven't.
Okay, mate.
And I know I'll sit down, I think it's with the board, yep, when I get back or when this all finishes, so...
Okay, mate.
I think when that comes about, we'll sort of cross that bridge.
We wish you the best, mate.
Good on you, Freddie. We thank you for your time.
Thanks,
mate. And play well.
Have a great day.